Christy,
no.
You're on the air with Bible Answers Live.
Hi, thank you. Okay, so I'm calling to ask about, you guys were talking earlier about the water into wine or grape juice, but I was wondering if you can explain that a bit more, how it would be grape juice and not wine, because I was always told that what made it such a great miracle was that, you know, because wine takes time to ferment and Jesus could turn the water into wine right away.
I don't know that it would be any easier to turn water into fermented grape juice than it would be to turn it into unfermented grape juice. That's the very the chemical difference between water and grape juice is pretty astounding, to just speak the word and have that change. Mm-hmm. The reason I don't believe that it was fermented is the word wine in the Bible, you're not going to find the word grape juice anywhere in the Bible. It's always called wine because the word wine comes from an ancient word, and it means the juice of the vine. And it often,
I'm sorry, the juice of what?
The vine, you know, like a grape vine.
It's a similar root word.
And you're not going to find a place where it says grape juice. You do find places in the Bible where it says you don't put new wine. Now, what is new wine? New wine's grape juice, right? You don't put new wine in old wineskins because the new grape juice will expand and it bursts the skins. And that's what Jesus said. Jesus compared his teaching to new wine, grape juice. And you can read in Isaiah, I think it's 65, it says, for as the new wine is in the cluster. Well, if it's still in the cluster, it's not fermented yet. So in the original Greek here, where it's talking about the grape juice, let me give you one more verse that I think is proof for that. At the Last Supper, there was bread and wine, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You know what Jesus said? He said, I will not drink, and this is in Matthew, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine again until I drink it with you new in my Father's kingdom. He specifically says, I'll drink it with you new, meaning it'll be new wine. So old wine, you can get old wine all year long. Yeah, fermented wine, you can get any time of year. You can only get grape juice. Back then, they didn't have Welch's grape juice. You could only get fresh grape juice around the time of the harvest. That's why at the wedding, they're amazed. They say, you've saved the best for last. They didn't mean the hard stuff. So now I've got a book I wrote on that because it's a really good question and people struggle with it, and I'll send it to you for free. And then you also just need to ask this question, Christy. Would Jesus, after people have been at a wedding feast for several days, would he make, 30 gallons of booze? I mean, you look at what happens. Look at what happens to weddings after people have had too much to drink. I mean, some weddings have gotten off to a really bad start because of the drinking that happens. Typically wine, the Bible says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, whoever is deceived thereby is not wise. That's, I think, Proverbs 22. But let me send you the book called Alcohol and the Christian. And all you got to do is call this number. They'll take down your address. They'll send it to you. It's that easy. You can even read it online for free right now at the Amazing Facts website. Just type in Doug Batchelor, Alcohol and the Christian. You just Google that and you'll find it. And
Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate your call. Oh, by the way, if you want a copy to hold, it's 800-835-6747.